This is Owen Robinson, and today I'm very excited because I have with me Neil Butterfield, one of the world's leading experts on minerals and how they relate to health. Thank you so much for joining us, Neil.
Thank you, sir, for having me. It's an honor to be on your show today.
And Neil is a real expert on helping us to actually apply their knowledge of minerals in our lives in order to feel better in pretty much every level. You know, it's just incredible how important minerals are. And if you want to find out more about Neil, you must visit his store, which is Mineral Life Online, Mineral Life with one L, MineralLife.com. And he's just done an amazing job at making good quality minerals available in a way that's totally easy for the body to use and at a very affordable price as well. So thank you so much for providing that service, Neil.
Not a problem at all. That's what I do.
It is what you do, and I'm so glad that you do it. But today we're not here to talk about that. Today we're here to talk about exhaustion, fatigue, stress, anxiety, basically those four issues. And I believe that for a lot of people, they actually come together. Would you agree with that?
I totally agree with that, and as we well know, you know, these issues are becoming more and more prevalent today, and I think it's got a lot to do with just the modern day lifestyle. You know, this really fast paced, let's get it done sort of lifestyle puts a lot of stress and additional anxiety on the body, and puts a major toll on the body in terms of the body's ability to cope with these issues and its need for nutrients to support it. And during these times, is just increased dramatically. So, and then of course, you know, our modern day food and lifestyle doesn't support us in terms of the nutrition that we need, simply because the food that we're eating is not what it was 50 years ago. You know, so it's definitely a problem, and it's definitely an issue that is growing in our society today.
That's a great distinction. So, just basically to sum up, we're taking a lot less good nutrients in, and we're using them a lot more good nutrients than we used to. And that's led to this state that we're in. So what would you say are some of the most important, well, let's start at the beginning. What would you say is the most important nutrient in terms of energy and stress?
Okay, well, the most important nutrient, of course, is, in my opinion, from a nutritional perspective, is definitely going to be magnesium. Of course, and I refer to oxygen and water as a nutrient, so those are probably the only two that supersede magnesium.
Wow.
In terms of importance.
So we're talking about oxygen, so a person needs to breathe, and then we're talking about water.
They need good, clean oxygen.
Yep.
And the problem is we're living in cities, we're breathing in more and more hydrocarbon fuel contaminants, that sort of thing.
Yep.
So that's probably the area where we have the least amount of control is in the oxygen that we're consuming. Water is another major issue, though. We need to make sure that we're getting an adequate supply of water and that it's pure. It's clean, because our modern-day water supplies are far from that at this point.
Absolutely. And in my program, I talk in an intense amount of detail about both of those and really help people to get that. And I totally agree with you. The most important nutrient of all is oxygen. And then second, we've got water. But the third one is probably going to be a surprise to a lot of people, because I guess when people think of energy, they tend to think of calories, right? You know, if you're low in energy, you need some calories.
Absolutely, and that's the general rule, or the general understanding too, is for sure you need calories, and calories play an important role. However, we've got to get down to the grassroots level. We've got to go a little deeper and a little lower than that in the energy production chain and have a look at what's happening on a cellular level, because after all, that's all we are. We're thousands and thousands and upon millions of cells, and if those cells are not functioning at an absolute basic level, then we're going to have serious problems, and we're not going to even be able to metabolize those carbohydrates that we turn into energy. So, you know, magnesium was the third one on my list, and probably the single most important mineral and the single most important nutrient, with the exception of oxygen and water, of course, for us, for our human health and for energy production in particular. You know, magnesium has over 325 dependent enzyme reactions. So there's over 325 reactions within the body that require magnesium in adequate amounts and in the correct form for the creation of those enzymatic reactions. But one of the most important reaction in the body involves the creation of energy by activating what is known as adenosine triphosphate, or ATP. And of course, as we may know, that is absolutely the fundamental energy storage molecule within the body.
So from now on, when people think energy, they shouldn't be thinking calories, they shouldn't be thinking food. They really want to be thinking ATP. Would you say that's accurate?
Absolutely, yeah. Because ATP, on a biochemical level, is the energy storage molecule of the body. So that's where it all begins. Mm. That's how our energy or our cells produce energy, is this production of ATP or adenosine triphosphate, which cannot happen without magnesium, because magnesium is the catalyst or the reaction starter, the spark, if you will, that activates energy in our body at the most basic level. So absolutely, magnesium is fundamentally important. And in fact, you know, talking about calories and carbohydrates, in addition to that, without magnesium, your body cannot completely metabolize carbohydrates at all. So, yeah.
Wow.
Magnesium is going to be where it's all at.
So is that perhaps, this may be speculation, but is that perhaps where if someone eats a lot of carbohydrates but they don't have the magnesium to actually process it properly, that's perhaps where the carbohydrates start getting eaten by opportunistic organisms? Would that be accurate to say?
Yeah, absolutely. And then, of course, it also causes weight increase issues because it just gets stored. But, yeah.
So if you have issues of weight gain or issues of what's commonly called candida, though, you know, maybe it could be a number of different things, then that could also definitely be fairly directly related to lacking magnesium.
It is indeed, for the reason that you just stated, absolutely.
Wow, that's fascinating. So why are we so lacking in magnesium? Why is this the most important mineral to look for of all? I mean, literally, you just said it's the most important nutrient. Why is it so particularly crucial compared to other ones?
Well, it's crucial to the body because it's involved in almost every single cellular reaction and process within the body. It activates over 325 enzyme reactions, the number one of those being the ATP production.
Mm.
So it's simply because it's involved in so many different things.
Okay.
You know, it's important for the production and transfer of energy, muscle contraction, muscle relaxation, nerve conditions and conduction within the body. You know, it even aids things like regularity, you know, which of course is very important for us. It induces restful sleep, you know, and if you're able to sleep and or conversely, if you're not able to sleep, well, then you're going to have energy issues because you're just not getting the rest that your body requires. Another very important thing for magnesium is it helps to purify and actually purges body tissues of impurities. It helps neutralize poisons and toxins and that sort of thing, which, as you can imagine, is the more toxic your body gets, the less energy it has, the lower that life force energy in the body is going to be. So magnesium is crucial for a really wide range of functions in the body, which elevates it to the top of the level as far as importance in nutrients.
Wow, that's just absolutely fascinating. So as I understand it in the program that I've written it, the way I've explained it, and I'd really like you to give some more kind of detail about this, and obviously correct me if I'm wrong, but as I understand it, the more stressed a person gets, the more that their need and use of magnesium increases. And yet the more that their magnesium runs out because they're having an increased need for it, the more that they become stressed. So it kind of becomes a vicious circle. Would you say that would be accurate?
I would say that would be very accurate. And what's even worse, unfortunately, when it comes to magnesium is two things. Is A, the body doesn't store magnesium very well because it uses such a lot of it as well, but it doesn't have a major affinity to store it. We need to be replenishing it in our diet every day. So that's one issue that perpetuates the issue. Plus, we don't get enough of it. But in addition to that, the more that your body actually becomes depleted and the more that your body requires the mineral, the more difficult it becomes for the body to actually effectively assimilate and absorb and get it into the system.
Wow.
Which is even worse. Yeah,
so that's the exact opposite of
the body a lot more.
That's the exact opposite of what our intuition would tell us. So our intuition would say, okay, well, if I really need magnesium, I just need to eat some food of it in and I'll get it back again. But what you're actually saying is that the lower we are in it, the more difficulty the body has getting what it needs.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. And a lot of it has to do with that ATP production on a cellular level your cells. And you can imagine each cell is like a battery in the body. And the less energy that it's producing, it's kind of like a torch that you're trying to see in the dark with. And as the battery diminishes in power, well, then you can see less and less and less. And I guess the analogy I'm trying to come up with there is that the less energy your body is producing, the more toxic it becomes, and the more depleted you become, the less its ability to operate. And part of that operation is in the assimilation or the drawing into the body of magnesium. So it becomes more difficult for your body to actually utilize the mineral that it's starving for.
Wow, I'm actually getting chills listening to this because it's just obviously so profoundly important for us to understand this, especially in this modern world. So I guess it's a little bit like what they say with money. This may not be true, but they say, you know, you need to have money to make money. And it's kind of the same with energy as well. You need to actually have energy in order to be able to make energy. And the lower that you are in energy, the more you're going to struggle to get the energy that you need from magnesium. The more you're going to struggle to actually get the magnesium into you. That's basically kind of it.
Exactly.
Wow.
Kind of scary.
Yeah, very much so. So if we are in this situation, as pretty much everyone listening to this probably is, of being, you know, higher in stress and lower in energy than we might like, can we just get enough of this magnesium from food? I mean, I've heard stories, for instance, about how chocolate is one of the best sources of magnesium out there, and green foods are generally high in magnesium as well, I believe, and also to some degree nuts and seeds. Are we going to be able to get enough from that? And then if not, what kind of factors will influence that?
Okay, well, you know, in a really ideal world, yes, we would get enough from our food sources. However, with modern day commercial farming methods, we're now growing foods in the same soils year after year after year. Plus, we're we do actually harvest our crops before they're completely ripened, because it makes it's good sense for the industry as far as production of food is concerned and profits within the food industry.
Right.
And unfortunately, that results in minerally depleted food sources that we're eating. It's just not in the food anymore. And here's the thing, if it's not in the soil, it's not going to be in the food, and it's not going to be in us. And of course, now more and more people are realizing this. They're switching to organic food sources, which are definitely better, but they're still not what they used to be, even as little as 50 years ago, as far as the nutrient content is concerned. And magnesium, unfortunately, is one of those minerals that are the first to be depleted from our food sources when it's stored for long periods of time.
Right.
You know, 100, 150 years ago, we used to grow our crops in our backyard. So, it was only 20 feet from the back, from the kitchen, before we started eating it. It wasn't stored for weeks and weeks at a time like it is today. So that's why, you know, food is no longer the most reliable source for obtaining the all-important nutrients that our body requires, and in particular, the magnesium. So we have to start looking at supplementation as a source for this all-important nutrient. And there again, you're now opening up a can of worms, because there's 101 different types of magnesium out there, and not all of them are made equal, and not all of them are even going to benefit your body. Many of them are just a total waste of money. But that's another story.
Absolutely, and I talk about that in my program. It's my general rule, and I want to simplify it for people here, in terms of types of magnesium. So the type you get from food is good, but it's not enough. The type you get from capsules and tablets tends to be generally rubbish, right? Not much use. And the only type that's really any good is, if you could tell us that now, what's the type of magnesium we actually do want to go for?
Well, the only type that we absolutely do want to go for as far as a supplement is concerned is to find a magnesium source that is as natural and as close to what we would obtain from our food sources as possible.
Yep.
Now, the only type that we have found, and there's been extensive studies on this, so it's not just something that I've done personally, but there's extensive studies throughout the world now, is that magnesium sourced from naturally occurring ancient seas is the best form of magnesium. Now, you can get it from our modern-day seas, of course, the problem with that is that those oceans are universally contaminated with things like hydrocarbon fuels, PCTs, and various other volatile chemicals from our wonderful environment that we find ourselves in. So maybe not necessarily the best source.
Yeah.
What we have discovered is there are ancient oceans that existed millions of years ago, quite literally millions of years ago, and they have been locked away under somewhere around 2,000 feet of soil for that period of time. So they haven't been exposed to the environmental toxins that we have. So that forms what is known as naturally occurring magnesium chloride, which is ultra pure, contains no contaminants, but is a highly concentrated form of magnesium that happens to be the most bioavailable. What I mean by that is the most usable by the body. And it's relatively inexpensive. It goes an awful long way. And it's without a doubt the premier source of magnesium that one can get for one's health. And it's actually called Permian-era magnesium. Permian is a geological period that existed 250 million years ago. It's naturally ionic. Naturally angstrom in size. Angstrom means it's 1/10 the size of a blood cell, so it has all the potential in the world to get into the body. It's ionic, which means it possesses charge, which basically means it's active. It's ready for utilization by the body. You don't have to break it down. You don't have to isolate it and get it on its own. It's already there. And it's basically, in a sense, pre-digested, ready for activation in the body, and it's highly concentrated, and it's just, it's phenomenal.
And how would someone get that into their body in the best way?
I probably forgot the most important issue there, or the most important thing. One of the negative effects, as you may know, with magnesium in general, is that it can be, and all forms of magnesium can be, a laxative. So they are good at keeping you regular. Of course, the negative thing there is that it keeps the stomach going, so you're not really absorbing a whole lot of magnesium. So what we've done, and to counter that issue, what many doctors were doing, were actually giving people intravenous injections straight into the bloodstream. But that, of course, became tiresome for the patients. They had to make regular doctor's visits, which gets expensive and time-consuming. So they started experimenting with what is known as transdermal magnesium therapy. Transdermal, as the name suggests, is through the skin. So what we found is that applying, and there's been studies that have been conducted by people like Dr. Norman Sheely, did an extensive study on this and discovered that applying magnesium chloride, naturally occurring magnesium chloride, that's a very important distinction, because you can get artificial versions or lab-made magnesium chloride. They found that that was as effective as to actually getting an intravenous injection straight into the bloodstream.
Wow.
The advantage is it skips the digestive process, doesn't get processed by the liver, so it's not competing for absorption. It doesn't cause the laxative effect. It goes straight into the body, and within minutes of being applied to your skin, you are experiencing the wonderful results, the wonderful effects of the major anti-stress, major fatigue-relieving magnesium molecule in the body.
So that leads me perfectly to my next question. You know, for a lot of things out there, for a lot of these supplements and health approaches and all the rest of it, if you ask people, you know, how is it going, is it working, they'd be like, well, you know, I don't know, maybe, you know. My experience, and, you know, I think you'll probably back this up, with magnesium oil and magnesium supplementation of high quality in general, because I know you also do an oral supplement for people who, you know, want to take it in both ways, is that the effects are immediate. You know, you feel it within minutes, and it's profound, especially, and I think you probably agree with this as well, Neil, the more exhausted and stressed you are, the more profoundly will notice the difference through having some magnesium available to you for the first time in possibly years. So what are some of the benefits that a person might feel immediately?
Well, and that's a really good thing, because it does actually work immediately, and that's what's so phenomenal. And we have like a feel the difference or your money back guarantee with our stuff, in particular the magnesium, because it works so quickly. But the kind of things you're going to notice is magnesium is known as the anti-stress mineral. And, you know, you're going to notice an increase in energy. You're going to notice a decrease in the stress levels in your body, or just the feeling of stress. It's going to relieve that tension in the body.
So the muscles relax. So the muscles relax straight away to some degree?
Absolutely.
Great.
Yeah, absolutely. We got a number of chiropractors that use the product, a huge, huge number of chiropractors, and what they do is they actually massage the magnesium oil into the muscles before they do their adjustments on people, because it has such an immediate relaxing effect.
Wow.
on tense muscles. We have people that have had previously, you know, nightly leg cramps or restless leg syndrome, where you know, they've been trying all sorts of things to get rid of this problem. It keeps them awake at night. It's a really miserable condition to have if anybody's ever had that, and it's pretty uncomfortable and painful, you know, and they've woken up with it to test out my product. They've waited to have the symptom, sprayed it on their legs, and within minutes they're going back to sleep. It helps induce restful sleep, but it relaxes the muscles immediately. Here's a very interesting thing that I can add on a more serious level than muscle cramps is EMTs in this country, and I believe they do so in the UK too. If somebody has an EMT, is an emergency medical technician, if somebody has a heart attack, when the EMTs arrive on scene, the first thing they do is inject them with magnesium sulfate,
right,
which is their version of what they do in order to relax the muscle, which is the heart muscle, and get it beating again more in a more relaxed state. So, you know, it's hugely important for muscle relaxation, but it assists in many other areas too, because you're going to feel a surge of energy. Again, like I said before earlier on, it's involved in 325 enzymatic reactions in the body.
Wow.
So there's 325 things that are not happening when you don't have magnesium. So as soon as you apply it to the body, you know, it takes only a few minutes to absorb into the bloodstream, you now have a surge of magnesium running around. So now you have 325 things that are starting to happen that weren't happening earlier on before you applied the magnesium. You
know, I've been experimenting this recently, Neil. I want to share with you my personal experience. I actually ran out a little while ago, and even though I do have a company that sells it, they're kind of very far away. So I just thought I'd have a little experiment. So I went a while without it, and I was feeling okay, you know, because I'm pretty focused on my health. But at some point, I just felt like a need for it, so I got some from my company. I got it delivered, and I tried the experiment of having a lot of it. So I completely doused my legs in it kind of several times a day, and the transformation was extraordinary, you know. And I hate to sound kind of spiritual, but it almost felt like I went into like a flow state where everything just started to flow, where I was able to be present in the moment. My productivity went up absolutely massively. I probably got more done in the day after I first started doing this with the magnesium than I'd done like the whole week previously. You know, it's just fantastic for productivity. So I just want to relay as well, you know, from my personal experience, even, you know, for someone like myself who's quite far along in this whole health thing, and who does a lot of the things that other people would think, you know, I exercise, I go to the gym, I get fresh air, I eat well, all the rest of it, and yet still the difference of having a large quantity of magnesium, it's like my cells were just like dancing for joy. So I know that's a little bit more poetic and descriptive than probably you'll use, because you're a man of hard science, but I just wanted to throw that in, you know, on an emotional level. I just felt joyful.
It is, and it's mainly because magnesium is that, and it's known as the anti-stress mineral.
Mm.
So when you relieve that tension from the body and that negative energies, and a lot of Chinese medicine practitioners and you know, acupuncturists and that, they use a lot of naturally occurring magnesium in their therapies, mainly because they have this belief that it helps to relieve negative energies from the body too.
Mm.
Not only does it, from a purely scientific perspective, it helps to eliminate poisons and toxins and that sort of thing, but from their perspective, you know, it helps to move qi, which is the life force energy. It helps to move that through the body, and even from a, you know, it makes perfect sense because it increases the ATP, the adenosine triphosphate energy production.
I actually draw equivalent. I would say that qi and ATP are roughly the same thing. Does that make sense to you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, and many Chinese practitioners refer to it to ATP as the qi, and it's that flow of energy through the body that increases when you have adequate supplies of magnesium. So yeah, and they can get rid of these negative energies in the body, which you know, I completely believe in that. I completely believe in the multidimensional aspects of our human health. It's not only what the food we eat, but there's definitely a spiritual and an emotional component too, in terms of overall health. And definitely magnesium has a profound effect on that, and affecting our body's energy creation and just that whole flow that you were describing. It definitely increases. It's enormous.
The fact I said flow is actually a perfect way to describe what it does, not just in my poetic metaphorical language, but also in a very literal sense. It allows the energy to flow through the body.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. Definitely.
Very profound.
The results on the product, the results of using a naturally occurring, and I've got to stress this, and that's why I keep repeating it, is it has to be a naturally sourced magnesium chloride because they have a very different effect. Now, the effect may be the fact that it's just ultra pure and it doesn't have any of the impurities or the negative energy signatures that get associated with being exposed to negative chemicals and other contaminants. But, you know, it may just be that the fact that this mineral has been trapped under the earth, in the earth for 250 million years. It has an enormous energy potential within it that just supersedes anything that man has been able to create within the laboratory in terms of its biochemical benefits. And now there's been some literal scientific studies comparing the two products. Chemically, if you break it down, it's magnesium chloride, and the stuff you make in the laboratory is magnesium chloride. However, the benefits on the body are profoundly different. And again, you know, man cannot make what nature can make. They just can't. We try all the time to mimic nature, but it just never happens.
So that's the same thing as saying,
a really good indication,
which I've introduced in my program, that, you know, pure H2O is not the same as pure spring water. Pure spring water has something to it, while pure H2O could actually kill you. So it's a really important distinction. So if anyone listening to this, you know, if you've got a chemistry set at home or whatever, don't just use your magnesium chloride. Find some real, living, pure, natural, as Neil says, magnesium chloride. And, of course, you do a product called Pure Magnesium Oil, which is available from minerallifeonline.com. If you're in North America or if you're based in Europe, it's probably easier for you to get it from my site, lionheartherbs.com. I feel we could talk all day about magnesium. And, in fact, we're going to do another bonus where we are going to talk all day about magnesium because it is just such a fascinating subject. And it just seems like with everything, it's like another layer of the onion and there's more and more to it. And I'm absolutely fascinated by it. But during this interview, I also, because I understand nothing happens in isolation, right? So I really would like to also understand some of the other more important elements which support the whole process of energy, which someone who is very fatigued or very stressed or might be low in, and that they might also need to think about. So while I understand that there's nothing as crucial as magnesium if you literally need energy, what else should a person be aware of?
Well, and it's very true. Nothing does happen in isolation. The body has so many different components and different nutrient requirements that we all work together. And the way I like to describe it is it's kind of like a symphony. If one instrument within that symphony or that orchestra is out of tune, then the whole thing doesn't work. So, you know, we're definitely not, we cannot just isolate certain nutrients and focus entirely on them, although there are some that have more importance than others. The basic point, of course, is the magnesium.
So while dousing yourself for magnesium is definitely good, it's not the only thing we need to do.
Exactly. It's not the only thing we need to do. We need to be making sure that we're eating good, that we're getting that all-important water as natural as possible. There are a number of vitamins that are very important for energy production, and I'll just list a few of those quickly.
Please.
Vitamin A is majorly important. It helps alleviate stress by giving the individual a more effective stress coping mechanism, and that's vitamin A. It's a major antioxidant, as we know. The B vitamins, the B complex, is very, very important, as you well know. Vitamin B12 in particular for energy production is huge. That's kind of probably the most commonly known vitamin for energy production is the Bs.
Yep.
Vitamin C. Vitamin C is very important for the creation and the maintenance of the hormone cortisol, which is a major stress-fighting, stress-coping mechanism within the body. So vitamin C is is very effective at helping us cope with stress as well. And it's also, of course, one of the most important antioxidants within the body. So that's very important. Vitamin E is another one. Again, an antioxidant, but it also is major. It has a major effect and importance in us in helping us deal with stress. So those are some of the vitamins that are involved in fatigue.
Now, before we leave the subject of vitamins, if someone were to, say, go online right now as a result of hearing that and perhaps look at buying all those, they might find it costs quite a lot of money to get those all separately. Is there a way that they can know that they're covered, that they can get adequate amounts of all of those without it costing the earth?
Yes, there is. And knowing this, you see, Mineral Life and me, I've spent the last 10 years of my life dedicating that to the study of minerals.
Yes.
Because in my opinion, minerals are our body's building blocks. That's the foundation where we need to start. But of course, having studied human nutrition, I obviously realized that the vitamins also play a major component or play a part in it in overall health. So understanding that, I went out and developed a product known as Daily Multiple. Daily Multiple is exactly that. It's a multivitamin, multi-mineral product. However, it is not lab-made. We don't make it in a laboratory. We've let nature combine the nutrients, let nature concentrate them, and let nature provide these vitamins, the vitamin C, the E, the A, the B, the complexes that I just spoke about. So it also contains all the essential micro, macro minerals, which means basically the whole spread, got trace minerals in there. It's got all the vitamins that your body requires, naturally occurring again from all foods.
Does it actually contain them in adequate quantities? I guess that's the thing that I'm getting to. Unless a person has a kind of severe deficiency, does it actually contain all of those in one go? Is that really even possible?
It is. Now, here's the thing, and you just brought that point up. Unless somebody has a major deficiency in a particular vitamin, then it's not going to necessarily provide enough without drinking a huge quantity of it. It's a multiple product, so it is a product that is a foundational product. It gives you a good base and a good spread of everything, so more importantly that you don't begin to lack in them. But if you already have a major lack or an imbalance, as I prefer to refer to it as, then you may need to substitute with additional vitamin, like example vitamin E. Then you may need to get a separate vitamin E. Again, you should be working with a healthcare provider that understands these things, that may be able to pinpoint for you any specific vitamin deficiency that you may have, and then they're going to help you decide which products are going to be the best for you. But still, you can't build a strong home or a strong house without a strong foundation. So you've got to get the foundation right first. And a lot of people have come to me and said that exact thing. You know, well, if I take a Daily Multiple, then I don't need to take additional zinc.
Mm.
Well, that's not true, necessarily.
Certainly not true for magnesium, right, as we've already established. But then again, I guess for someone who is chronically depleted in magnesium, if they have a Daily Multiple, they'll still be better off even for magnesium, because some is better than none.
Absolutely. And again, it's a whole foods-based product. It comes from 10 different species of seaweed. We chose 10 because each species of seaweed has a different nutrient profile, or it holds on to nutrients in different ways. Some might have more magnesium, some have less, and some have more zinc. So we designed it that way so that we do have a very balanced product that provides that foundation. upon which you can build, upon which you put in your extra magnesium. And I always recommend that anyway, because we've already discussed why, but then we need to start digging into a person's history. If they have specific ailments and issues, then we need to identify what they are, and if they have major, major issues with, say, fatigue in particular, then maybe we need to look at additional B vitamins and these vitamins that we've just described. Of course, you've got to try and get them from the most natural sources as possible. Sometimes that doesn't happen. You know, sometimes it's just not available. Then you've just got to go for a high-quality product, a high-quality brand. Don't go for cheap stuff, and make sure that they're using natural and not synthetic vitamins, because many vitamin companies actually use synthetic vitamins in their products, and you just got to make sure that you're getting the actual natural forms, and then substitute with additional. Like, I often take additional vitamin C. I know I'm a stressed out guy. I work many, many long hours, so I know I need the additional vitamin C. Vitamin C I'm a big proponent in. I take additional magnesium. In fact, before I had this conversation with you, I sprayed myself down with magnesium because I've had a pretty rough day. We had all our computers go out, so it's been a long day for me. You know, so you can't just rely on one foundational product, but we do have one. It forms the foundation.
Excellent. So that leads us perfectly into my next question, Neil, because my understanding is that particularly when people suffer from stress and exhaustion and anxiety, which are, I guess, the three fundamental pillars of the sort of people who are going to be listening to this call, one of the main things that they're going to really burn through at a vastly accelerated rate is magnesium, as we already talked about. And then in my experience, it's also salt or sodium and vitamin C. Would that be your experience as well, that those are some of the most primary things that we need to really be aware of if we are stressed?
Absolutely. Totally agree with that. You know, vitamin C plays an enormous part in helping your body cope with that. And, of course, as we described already, the more stressed you are, the more your body's going to actually require those nutrients, because it's kind of that horrible circle that we find ourselves in, and we just burn through vitamin C and all the other vitamins, the Bs, at a lot higher rate. So, yeah, vitamin C is definitely responsible for the creation and the maintenance, as I said, of the hormone cortisol, which is probably your major stress-coping hormone in the body. So the more you burn through that vitamin C, the less your body's actually going to be able to cope with the stress that you're dealing with. So it just gets a lot worse, and then you get into that nasty sort of cycle.
And there's something interesting about vitamin C for humans, isn't there, which is almost every animal on Earth makes its own vitamin C, but we don't. So that's a lot of people say, you know, oh, why do I need supplements if I just eat healthily? And, of course, we already addressed that. But the answer for that with vitamin C, as I understand it, is that any other animal, as its stress goes up, would just make vitamin C itself, but we don't. Is that accurate as far as you understand?
Yes, that is accurate. And it's quite strange that is the situation, but definitely, unfortunately, it is. You know, many vitamins in the body can be synthesized. Vitamin C is not one of them.
No.
By synthesized, I mean made within the body. What's interesting, however, in most cases, even with the other vitamins like the Bs, without the minerals being present, you can't even do that anyway, meaning you can't create more vitamin within the body. But definitely vitamin C in particular, we have to obtain it from our food sources. And then, you know, the food sources, as we've already discussed, just don't have the vitamin C in there like we used to have. So it has to be something where we need to be substituting with or supplementing within our diet, especially if you find yourself in those situations where you're stressed and just have a really hectic and active lifestyle.
That's fantastic. And salt, I mean, I don't want to talk too much about salt because I guess that could be like a whole huge discussion again, but I think of a lot of people here, you need salt. That's going against a lot of our programming, right, which is that basically salt is unhealthy, that it causes high blood pressure, that it leads to a heart attack, all these kind of things. So it sounds like you would agree that it is an essential nutrient, which, again, as we're more stressed, we need more of. Could you describe a little bit about what salt is, what it actually does, why we need it?
Sure. Salt is very important, and of course it does have a bad reputation because in excess sodium can cause health problems. The big thing to understand, of course, is that not all salt is the same.
Mm.
We have to be making sure we're getting natural salts, and I like to use natural sea salts or Celtic sea salt or something like that.
Yep.
Because not only does it contain the sodium, but it contains potassium. Contains magnesium, it contains all the other trace elements. So again, it's back to that symphony, that orchestra that I spoke about. Minerals work a lot better as part of a whole instead of just isolating the individual components within that whole complex system. So we definitely need salt. It is one of those minerals that, and it is a mineral, and it's one of those minerals that gets depleted when we're exposed to stressful situations in our lives. And what really gets upset is the sodium-potassium balance. Now, sodium and potassium are vital in our body, and the ratio needs to be kept and maintained in the correct balance. Again, everything's about balance.
Mm.
The sodium-potassium balance in the body is known as the vitality balance. In fact, when we do a hair mineral analysis test on somebody, one of the first indicators of an imbalanced system is by looking at the sodium-potassium balance, and that has to be in check. And often we found, in fact, we did a hair test on somebody just recently, and we noticed that their sodium was completely depleted, and they were having major stress issues and a whole lot of other issues because they were avoiding sodium or salt at all cost.
Mm.
Because they understood it being a negative mineral, as opposed to understanding that it has its place and it has major positive implications in the body. Again, but it's balanced, you see, and most often people who are eating a junk food diet, they're getting way too much refined table salt.
Yep.
Refined table salt has a very different effect within the body than naturally occurring sodium. So, and I'm kind of rambling here a little bit, but definitely
no, you're right.
It's a vital mineral.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So as I understand it, when we eat a lot of animal foods and when we eat a lot of processed foods, then we tend to have a lot of sodium and not enough potassium. But a lot of people who, you know, try and get healthy, and I think a lot of people who are listening to this would have probably already done that, perhaps they'll go on like a diet eating all, you know, a lot of fruits and vegetables, or some people maybe even only fruits and vegetables, and maybe doing a lot of juicing, and then it can actually flip the other way. They can have too much potassium and not enough sodium. So I guess the thing about it really is not like salt is bad and vegetables are good. It's more an issue of balance again. Would you agree with that?
I definitely agree with that, and it's definitely about balance, because you can get too much water. Water can be toxic if you get way too much of it.
Mm.
You know, so it's all about that balance, and one of the most vital balances is the vitality balance, as we call it, which is the sodium-potassium, and you can't have too much of it. We do need more potassium than we need sodium in most cases, especially modern-day living and people that are eating that. But if you're switching to a vegan sort of lifestyle, then you've got to make sure you're getting the sodium. You do need it.
So my advice to people is, as part of this program, the exhaustion cure is that they're drinking, you know, normally at least a litre, which is like a quart of green juice a day, constituted mainly from celery and cucumber, and that they're also eating a lot of fresh greens, and they're also eating, you know, a lot of fresh food. Would you say that that's enough potassium for most people, even if they're exhausted or depleted, or would you suggest that we add some potassium supplementation on top of that as well? And I know it's going to depend on the individual circumstance, but just as a general rule.
Yeah, I guess in some cases it's difficult to remove the individual circumstances from the situation. But as a general rule, what you just described should be providing a really good balance. See, nature is very clever.
Mm.
One of the most powerful superfoods, actually, which provides the perfect balance of sodium and potassium, is in fact celery. So very good product to add to your diet and to your juicing efforts. But definitely, I mean, from what you've described, without actually digging into it any further, would appear to me to be providing a really good level of potassium and sodium. But again, you've got to bear in mind what sources are you using. Are these organic sources? Of course, I would imagine you're recommending that.
Certainly.
Because not the foods that we'd have today don't have the nutrients in that we had previously. So if you suspect you have a sodium-potassium imbalance and or you've come from a background where you had a horrible diet before, now you've woken up and decided, hey, I've got to take my health into account, and you know you had a 20-year history of eating junk food from the supermarkets and from fast food places, well, then the chances are that your sodium-potassium levels are completely reversed and you have way less potassium. Then it might be a good idea to start looking at least initially, pumping in and front-loading with some potassium to get that balance back into check.
Excellent.
And that's probably the way I would have a look at that.
So it's not just an in-the-moment thing. So if someone has gone without any fresh fruits and vegetables for years and they've had a lot of processed food and a lot of animal products, then they'll actually have like a storage of sodium and they'll have a definite lack of potassium. So you're trying to reverse an imbalance, right?
Yes, correct.
Excellent. Okay, so that's an important distinction. If you're listening to this right now, it does depend where you're coming from. If you've already been doing juicing and vegan diet or that kind of thing for years, then you know perhaps you can just go straight on to getting the right balance now. But if you're coming from a fairly standard diet, then you probably need to reverse that imbalance first by getting some good quality ionic angstrom potassium mineral supplementation. So that's fantastic. I mean, so that's really great. So we've got magnesium. We've got a daily multiple to just make sure we've got a baseline of all those individual vitamins and minerals. And then we've got the extra vitamin C for the times that we're stressed. We've got the extra magnesium for times we're stressed. We're looking at this vitality. Sorry, what did you call it? The vitality? The balance with the sodium and potassium thing?
It's called the vitality balance.
It is the vitality balance.
Testing. Yeah, it's called the vitality balance because that's a good indication of one's overall vitality. And by vitality, we just mean that life force energy, just your overall well-being. Generally, when that's down or depleted or out of balance, then generally we know, hey, this person's going to have some issues straight away, right off the bat.
Excellent. And just for those who have had like a hair mineral analysis, which, you know, some people listening to this may have done, what kind of balance is optimal for sodium and potassium?
Well, the sodium, of course, potassium has to be higher than sodium, and it depends on the type of testing and what you're testing on.
Okay.
Of course, America here, we do, and it depends on what units or grades of measurements you're using. But definitely, and it's roughly a 2-to-1 ratio, we want to be seeing twice as much potassium as, and that's a really rough distinction, but we want to have more potassium than we do sodium,
good.
But that we can't have that reversed, which is very common, especially in America with all this junk food available to us. We often see people coming in with much higher levels of sodium than potassium. So not to be too specific, you want to see your potassium to be slightly higher, roughly twice as high as your sodium levels in the body.
Interesting. Okay, fantastic. And for most people, that's not the case. So that would be a really great thing to work on. Okay, so we've got those things going on. What other things would you say you would specifically want someone to pay attention to if they are fatigued and stressed? Because, you know, we could get very deep into this, of course. And, you know, how many minerals are there? Like 92, something like that? And each of them have a very specific function, right? So which are the ones, you know, to just prevent people getting overloaded here with too much information, what would be the few others that you would say are the most crucial to look at if you do have this tendency for chronic exhaustion?
Well, somebody suffering from chronic exhaustion issues are going to find, and we've seen this from many, many hair mineral analysis tests, that, of course, especially magnesium is going to be depleted. Calcium as well, though. Calcium is not one of our favorite minerals as far as we don't often recommend adding additional calcium to the diet, but we have seen that it gets depleted quite rapidly when you're under stress. We deplete ourselves heavily of selenium. Potassium is another major one that gets depleted. And then, of course, zinc. So these are some of the other minerals you want to be looking at. Another negative consequence of stress in general, though, is that we tend to become hyperacid.
Yes.
Our bodies produce way more acid than normal, and we get this this high acidity in our body. Acidity then results in many, many other negative issues, including creating a very happy environment for microbes to take a hold, and eventually leading to major chronic disease issues. So we want to be looking at getting ourselves the alkalizing minerals to help combat that hyperacidity that's a result or results from stress. And some of those are, of course, the potassiums, the magnesiums, the calcium, and the chloride, actually, which is very and often very overlooked mineral. Is chloride, because it's a vital anion for our bodies, for a negatively charged product in our bodies.
Now, chloride is something that comes along with sodium in the form of sodium chloride, which is the sea salt that we've talked about. Is that right?
It does. It does indeed. And it also, of course, comes from naturally occurring magnesium chloride, which helps your body actually produce the alkalizing minerals. What's also very interesting to know is it also helps your body produce hydrochloric acid, without which you're not going to be digesting your foods very well, right? You know, because that's a major issue there, because then you're just not breaking down the foods that you're eating either, which means you're not getting the energy from the food you're eating. So you can see it becomes a massively vicious cycle, it's very important to get that. So we found hyperacidity to be a major, major concern for people who have low energy levels and indeed many other health issues. So we actually went out and developed a product, funnily enough, that helps with that issue. It helps to create a more alkaline condition in the body. And that's actually a mineral base, and it's based on potassium, and in fact sodium as well, in a nice balance that helps our bodies become more acidic.
And what's that called?
Less acidic.
And what's that product called?
It's actually called Alkalizer. It's actually called Alkalizer, and it's just a 2-ounce little bottle. It's very small. It goes a really long way. It's very, very strong. It's a highly alkaline solution, so it's definitely not designed to be put directly on your skin, because high alkaline solutions can actually burn. It's designed to put within water or along with the minerals that you're taking. All it is simply is it's potassium and sodium as a hydroxide ion. That hydroxide ion is what gives it its major alkalizing benefit or its effect within the body. And one thing I have to say, some people say, well, if you're taking an alkalizing product and you put it into your stomach, then surely you're dissolving or neutralizing the stomach acids.
Yeah.
And and that makes sense, and that's kind of how it actually works within the body, in that the more that we alkalize our stomach, it forces our body to produce more acid. And here's a very interesting thing. In science and in nature in general, there's always an equal and opposite reaction, which means if we're producing more stomach acid or forcing our bodies to produce more stomach acid, we actually within the blood system get the opposite. We get the byproduct or the balancing, the opposite effect of that, and it actually our body's blood levels become more alkaline. And that's really a simple explanation of it. It gets a lot more complex than that.
Sure.
We could go into that at some time, but that's essentially what happens. So we definitely need to be increasing our alkalizing minerals.
Okay, I really appreciate that. Now, I want to be a little bit controversial here. My general experience with the kind of alkaline water thing, which is kind of out there in the alkalizing movement, is that a lot of the time it's kind of dependence creating. So people seem to just need it more and more the more they take it, and it doesn't help very much. It helps them in the short term, but then they feel like they've got to keep having it, and they seem to drink nothing but alkaline water, and they seem to drink very large quantities of it. Is this product that you're talking about here something a little bit different? Is this just something that you would take once a day to alkalize you, and then the rest of the time you would drink more pure water again? Is that the way that it would work? Or is it something that you would add to water the whole time?
No, I don't think you need the alkaline water all the time. And again, you see, the alkalizer is really a short term to help you cope with stressful events that you're having right now.
Right.
Much more importantly, in terms of combating hyperacidity in the body, you want to be giving your body the alkalizing minerals.
Yep.
The more you give it the alkalizing minerals, and of course eating alkalized foods, you're going to have a much more beneficial long-term result than just drinking alkalized water. I'm actually not a huge proponent of alkalized water, although we sell alkalizing drops to alkalize your water, because it is more of a short-term result.
That's really great. Because I didn't want to disagree with you and I didn't want to argue with you, but nonetheless, my own experience is, you know, that it's not the best thing out there, and I much prefer to recommend that people have green juices, that they have the alkaline minerals, because that seems to really actually resolve the root of the problem. Whereas, you know, just having alkaline water and nothing else just tends to kind of deal with the symptom more, I guess. But I do agree with you that in the case of someone who is very acidic, and of course, when people have serious diseases, that's often the case, right? Then having the alkaline water can be almost miraculous. So it does depend on the context, I'm sure. I'm very much with you on that.
I agree with you.
Wow. That's absolutely fantastic. I thought there was one thing I'd found that I didn't agree with you with, but no, I still agree. I really feel that you're a master.
Yeah, we're definitely in agreement there. You know, food is obviously... You see, taking alkaline water is not going to necessarily combat the cause of the... It's just... you're just patching the immediate symptom. And, of course, it's very beneficial at times to just get through the day by alkalizing your body in that moment and helping to deal with the acidity in the short term. But like you rightly said, we need to be giving our body the minerals to prevent that problem from happening in the long term.
Oh, fantastic.
Totally with you on that.
Whether it's in the form of alkaline mineral supplementation or in the form of like green juices, like the celery and cucumber juice that we talked about before, that would be an excellent way. And my understanding as well, and I'm not sure if this, you know, if you're familiar with this, but I'm going to throw this in there because this is more, I guess, where I specialize in. I like to actually support the kidneys by adding tonic herbs which strengthen the kidneys, like Hoshi Wu and Romani and Schisandra, which you may be familiar with, because I find that then a lot of the time the level of acidity in the body goes down, because of course it's partly the kidney's job to create that acid alkaline, the pH balance of the blood, right? So I look at it from, rather than just giving, making it easier for the kidneys by neutralizing the acidity with alkaline drops, I like to actually add in herbs which have been found to strengthen the kidneys and allowing the kidneys to do their job better. Does that approach make sense to you?
It absolutely does, definitely.
Great. Yeah. And if you're listening to this, I didn't ask Neil that beforehand, so I was prepared for him to say no. But that's definitely where I come from. And then I guess the last element, which again I'm interested to get your perspective on, is has really come into the forefront of my mind recently as being really important when it comes to this acidity thing, is to understand how important breathing and breathing well is as an aspect of it, and as an aspect of restoring health in general. As I understand it, most of our... So the kidneys are the organ system that keep the pH balance, so to stop things getting too acidic. And the more acidic we do get because of stress, the more strain that we put the kidneys under. But the organ actually responsible for removing that acidity from the body is mainly the lungs, and that we actually need to learn to breathe better. Would you agree with that perspective?
Yes, I would definitely agree with that perspective, and you know, many people overlook that. People think, well, I breathe all the time. Sure, but many people don't breathe enough, and that's why it's so important to learn how to do breathing correctly and to have these meditative sessions where you're just breathing, and you're breathing deep and into your lower stomach, and you're just getting that that oxygen into the body. And if you remember right in the beginning of the conversation, the most important element for human health is air,
yep.
Then water, and then magnesium. So definitely, I totally agree with that. And of course, kidneys are responsible for that acid alkaline balance in the body, and adding water to that helps to flush the liver, the kidneys out as well, keep them clean, keep them working, but we've got to get good quality water. So but on the breathing, I'm totally with you on that, definitely.
Now, other than quality of water, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. And we could talk again, I'm sure, a very long time about water, so we'll try and keep it as brief as possible because it's one of those, you know, essential elements for life again. But just very briefly, a lot of people worry again about drinking too much water. Would you say that's a real concern, or that in reality most people could just do with having a lot more than they have? I know, as you said before, you said it, I think, more than once, that water can kill you if you have enough of it, and I think a lot of people are concerned about that. But what would you say is the optimal level of water, assuming that it's the best quality that they have available to them? What would be the optimal amount of water that a person would drink, and does a person need more when they're stressed?
I believe that people do need more when they're stressed. I think their bodies, in general, need more of everything that's good for them when they're stressed, because you just... you're under that burden. So it's kind of like an engine in a truck pulling a heavy weight up a hill. You're going to use more gas. And you know, everything's going to work a lot harder. So definitely, I believe we need more. As far as water being toxic, yeah, it can actually be toxic, but you're going to have to consume enormous quantities to get to that toxic level within the body. So generally, from our experience, or from my experience and my perspective, and again, I could be wrong on this, but I believe more people need more water than what they currently consuming. Sorry, I was tripping over my own tongue there, but I don't feel that people get anywhere near the water levels that they need. You know, and here's the thing, I drink a lot of tea. I try and drink green tea most of the time. I know I'm come from a British background, so I know everybody likes to drink their tea, coffee as well, and that doesn't include, you know, constitute water. My dad seems to think that it does. So I drink 12 cups of tea a day. Well, that's not water. You know, so for the most part, it's my belief that people are not getting the water levels that they require, especially the good sources, which is the all-natural stuff. Bottled water in a store and distilled water, which some people think is good for you, may not actually be the best source at all. You've got to try and get it as natural as possible.
And the most natural source, I guess, would be fresh spring water. Would you agree that that would be the optimal type of water to get?
I think that's the best source. There's a lot of debatable questions or a lot of debate about that too, because some spring sources aren't quite as good as the others, so you've got to do your homework. But definitely spring water is, in my opinion, is going to be a lot better for you than naturally unnatural purified water, which is going through reverse osmosis membranes, that sort of thing. The big thing with reverse osmosis water is it actually declusters the water molecule. It completely messes things up. It's an unnatural process to go through this osmotic membrane and force the water through it. And it forces out all the impurities that used to be in the water, but it doesn't remove the signature or the fingerprint of that. And this is where homeopathics come in. They work in a similar fashion in that there is a negative energy signature left behind by that impurity that was in the water. And this may be going over a lot of folks' heads, so you're just going to have to trust me on this, that reverse osmosis water is not the best thing unless you recluster that water. There are ways in which you can do that, which helps with purity of the water as far as from a clustered perspective, but it doesn't necessarily remove the contaminants. And often, reverse osmosis waters have no minerals in them, so they're completely minerally dead, where mineral water is, well, mineral water. And spring water contains a lot of minerals, naturally occurring, nature provided, so that's going to be your best source.
Fantastic. Spring water all the way, if you possibly can. If you possibly can. Wow, that's fantastic. You know, you've been so generous with your time already, Neil. And I'd really like to give people some takeaways to take with them. So I really love this interview because, you know, maybe some people would have thought that, you know, you're only going to focus on your area. But really, we've done the whole thing, haven't we? You know, we've looked at the most important nutrients of all for energy, for health, for vitality, and that's going to be oxygen and water. And then we've learned about some of of the other ones, and maybe it's kind of surprised you, you know, the next one we're really going to be looking at is magnesium. Now, for those listening here who perhaps their heads are swimming, you know, with all the different possibilities, like mine almost is right now, because, you know, this is so amazing and so fascinating, what would be the practical steps that you would recommend that someone does in terms of, and I talk about the practical steps in the program of maybe finding good quality water and diet and stuff like that, but in terms of like supplementation, in terms of minerals or vitamins, especially for those who perhaps, you know, feel like they haven't got a vast budget to spend, what would be those things that you would hone in and focus on and say, just do that to have the significant benefit? I'm getting that magnesium oil would definitely be one of them. What else would be like your basic fatigue stack, as it were, as they call it in this industry?
Well, probably what I'd be looking at is definitely getting a good base product. Preferably something that is whole foods based, that's going to provide you with a good foundation of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, digestive enzymes, so that you're providing your body with the basic toolbox in which it can handle, help to handle the stress issues. I would definitely probably look at adding additional vitamin C for the reasons we discussed in the show.
Yep.
And then, of course, the magnesium. And the magnesium oil, again, is you know, I wouldn't even waste my time on some of the other stuff that's available in the regular health food store. I would go straight for the all-natural Permian-era 250-million-year-old magnesium oil, apply it to my skin directly in. You know, you're going to notice the difference quickly. And that's probably where I would begin as an absolute base product.
Okay. And if someone... That's like a brilliant starting place. And if someone were to want to invest in like two or three more things that they felt, you know, this is important to them and they want to take it as far as they can to the next level, what else would spring to mind as, you know, the next most important things?
Are you talking specifically from a mineral perspective or just in general?
Generally, specifically from a mineral point of view for people who are generally fatigued.
Well, for people that are generally fatigued, we do have, and we're actually going to be reformulating this product, but we do have a product called Fatigue Support. Fatigue Support, of course, is a mineral complex that contains, or a combination of minerals, contains calcium, it contains magnesium, it contains zinc, selenium, copper, manganese, which is another little-known mineral but vitally important. It contains chromium, potassium, vanadium, cobalt, and trace minerals. So that's probably a really phenomenal formula that focuses just on the mineral component. Of course, we do need to take into consideration the other things, the water, the air, the vitamins. But purely from a mineral perspective, those are probably the ones I would look at, is the alkalizing minerals and some of the other ones that help you deal with energy production. Energy utilization and blood sugar regulations, like the chromium, the vanadium, the zincs, all of which are in a formula that we do provide for folks. But from a mineral perspective, that's where I'd be focusing. Without a doubt, I'd get the foundation. Without a doubt, I'd add the magnesium oil, because it's going to be better than even an ionic angstrom oral version. There's no comparison. So that's where I would start.
Fantastic. And would you also recommend like a calcium, magnesium, and a potassium, or is that not really necessary, would you say?
And it depends on how you're getting the stuff. But yes, the calcium, the magnesium, and the potassium, of course, are all your alkalizing minerals, or the major ones.
Yes.
And then if you're using the magnesium oil, you get a large amount of chlorides, which is another one of the alkalizing or the electrolytes in the body. So, yes, I would be looking at those from an individual mineral perspective. If you can't get them all in a formula, that's what I would be doing, because they're going to help your body alkalize, because, as we know, when you're stressed, your acidity levels go up quite dramatically and very quickly as well. So we want to be maintaining that. And they're also just vital as far realize how your body metabolizes things. And if you're metabolizing your food properly, then you're going to be able to cope with the stress a little bit more. Plus, you're going to be providing your body with the fuel and that all-important toolbox in order for it to cope effectively with stress levels that we have.
Wow.
So definitely. And anxiety.
That's absolutely fantastic. So it doesn't sound like we actually have to really spend the earth in order to pretty much provide our body with everything it needs in a format which is easy for the body to use, and that's going to make a massive difference to our levels of energy. So for those listening, because when you are fatigued, it can get really, really easy because your energy is so low to get kind of cynical or to get kind of world weary, as it were, and think that, you know, there's no hope for you or there's no cure or nothing's going to work. And, you know, in my practice, I've spoken to many people who have tried many things and sometimes for many decades and had very little kind of results. Would you say to those people from your own experience that there is real hope with these minerals? That it's not just, you know, the latest fad or something like that, but that there's actual, you know, there's lots of evidence, there's lots of experience to back up the fact that they can make a profound difference.
They can indeed, and here's why. Because you're supplying your body with a toolbox of necessary instruments in a form that it can recognize. It's in a form that it can utilize. This is why, you know, it can be very depressing for folks out there if they've tried everything. They've gone to a regular health food store. They've looked at and they've taken minerals. They've heard about these things. Unfortunately, what you're taking in most cases, not all cases, but in most cases, is products that are synthetic, products that are not in a form that the body can effectively utilize. So minerals are your body's chemistry set. They are the foundational building blocks of a healthy body. If you're providing those nutrients or those minerals in a form that it can actually utilize, in a form that it can recognize, then it just makes sense that it's going to, you know, you're going to get out of this energy slump. You're going to get out of this problem that you're having. Well, I've seen it before. I've seen it time and time again. This is what we do. I've done it for years. We have to just be very systematic about it. We have to be just hone in on the most important nutrients that we've already discussed, that we know that you need in order to cope with the energy crisis that you're having. And again, it's all about absorption. It's all about the form of the mineral. If you're getting the correct form, you're going to have the absorption. If you're having the absorption, you're going to have your body's going to have the ability to utilize. And once you get into that situation, well, then you've got to start reversing. You've got to start building up those magnesium reserves. You've got to start building up the body from the ground floor up. And you've got to build that solid foundation, and you've got to get out of this fatigue issue. And I know it can be very daunting, and it really doesn't take very long. So don't panic about it. It doesn't take long if you're giving your body the correct stuff.
So in my program, I talk about feeling significant benefits in 3 months. From your experience, is that like perfectly feasible, given that people are putting to practice all the stuff that we've talked about today?
Yeah, absolutely. I believe that is true. You know, in most cases, there are going to be those individuals that have perhaps a more in-depth issue, or there's an imbalance that we're going to have to dig a lot deeper to find the specific thing.
Sure.
Like that onion you described, you've got to peel back the layers to find the major cause. However, for the vast majority of folks out there, 3 months is definite. We've had people noticing a huge impact, especially with the magnesium, within a few days, in some cases a few hours, because your body's starving for the stuff. It needs it. So if you're providing it in a form that it can use, then it's going to use it. And as soon as it starts using it, that's when you're going to notice the difference. But there are instances where people have been in this position for a long, long period of time, and that's going to take a little longer to get out of it. But 3 months is definitely, if you haven't seen a result in 3 months, then you need to call us and figure out, okay, I'm not getting the result. Then we're going to have to dig deeper to find out what it is. But for the most folks, in 3 months, you're going to be over the moon. You're going to be flying to the moon.
And that's... Absolutely, and that's a guarantee, you know, for myself, for customers based in Europe, and for Neil and customers based in the US, if I may be so presumptuous to say that, you know, if after 3 months of using these products and using these techniques in the way that's described in the program, if you don't receive the benefits, then certainly I will give you the money back for the program. Neil will happily refund you for the products which he provides. You know, if you're cynical, again, being low in energy, it's quite easy to be cynical, it's quite easy to believe that, you know, we just care about money or we're just trying to sell you something. We're doing this because we believe in it, because we know it works, because we've got extensive experience in it, and we are putting our money where our mouth is, right? Because we have that level of confidence. And like we say, okay, so if someone has a very severe energy issue, so if you're listening to this and you had severely chronic ME, for instance, or chronic fatigue, it may be possible that you're not going to be totally transformed in 3 months. That's definitely a possibility, but in anything other than the most severe of cases, you're guaranteed a result by using this process. Are you with me on that, Neil?
Absolutely. You know, and if people are not, like you said, we'll give you the money back, but it's more important than that. We want to help you.
Yes.
You know, give me a call. I'll find a way to resolve the issue. And in fact, I've had one such patient just fairly recently, a client of ours that just had major issues, and he just didn't gain the results that he expected or wanted and that we wanted for him. But we worked with him, and he's made a turnaround. We actually discovered that some of his issues in particular were adrenal-related. He had some major adrenal issues. Once we started propping up that component, then, you know, everything else started playing in. But for the most part, everybody out there is going to feel an enormous impact. And when I say enormous, I really mean enormous. It sounds somewhat cheesy,
yeah,
in a way, and it sounds somewhat like an infomercial. But no, this is the real deal, folks, and it's going to happen. It does happen. It happens for everybody that uses a product. I've never had anybody, and I've been around a while, we've never had a single person return the product and say, hey, this doesn't work.
No. And I have to say, it's exactly the same from my experience too. Not one person has asked for a refund for this program or for the products recommended in it. Not because we're not open to it, but simply because they work, and it's as simple as that. The only time I've ever found that a mineral doesn't work, and I just want to run this by you as well, Neil, before we finish it up, is if a person is very, very, very dehydrated and they don't drink any water. And then I found that sometimes the mineral supplementation doesn't make a significant impact. Is that your experience? And if so, do you have any kind of explanation for that?
It is definitely my experience. And here's the explanation. Right in the beginning of the show, we said most important nutrient, oxygen,
yep,
water, then minerals. We started, yep, with magnesium, which is the top of the mineral pile. But, you know, water is vital. You know, there's a book out there for anybody that wants to read it, and it's called, and I forget the author, but it's called The Body's Many Cries for Water.
Great book.
If you Google it, you'll find it. It's a phenomenal book, and that'll explain to you the vital importance of that, of water. Water is absolutely essential on every level for the body to function correctly. And if we're dehydrated, well, then we're really just beating a dead horse. We're beating, you know, it's kind of like, you know, it just doesn't make sense to even try and mineralize the body if we don't have the water in it, because we're just so depleted and so dehydrated. So we need to have that hydration issue taken care of. And I totally agree with you. The first thing we do for folks is make sure they get off sugar and away from all the nasty stuff, but we make sure they're getting water, adequate supplies of water, because everything's going to just work a lot more effectively if you have that water in the body. So definitely we need to focus on that first of all, and I would totally agree with you. You know, you're just wasting your time if you're not taking care of the fundamentals. We've got to start at the top. You've got to breathe, first of all, and you've got to get some good water in the body. And then we start adding the minerals, which forms that foundation or that building block. Then we've got to add in the other things, too. We've got to look at the vitamins. We've got to look at all these other things that we've discussed already to build up that entire system. And it's a system. And once the whole system is working and in tune, then you're going to get a perfect melody, you're going to get perfect energy, and you're going to live a long, healthy, and fruitful life, because you know, it's all in check, it's all in balance.
And a life of purpose and a life of flow, right? Rather, because the tension and the stress and all the rest of it, which lead us to, you know, because a long life isn't very appealing if your life is chronic stress and tension. But when we actually relieve that stress and the tension, we start getting back into the flow and we start feeling like we're in tune with life, just like you described, this kind of orchestra. We start to love our life and we start to love the present moment that we're in. And I'd say that's the most miraculous thing of all. We're not just adding years to your life with this approach. We're also adding life to your years. You know, we're not just extending your life. We're expanding it. We're adding vitality, energy, flow, enthusiasm, and all that good stuff. So that's all around the corner. Neil, I'm going to wrap it up there. Thank you so much. This has been so fascinating. For anyone who's listening to this who thinks that this is contrived and, you know, that me and Neil have decided beforehand that we're going to agree on everything, you'd be amazed. We come from very different backgrounds, and we have not discussed beforehand anything in terms of whether we're in agreement or not. It's all just come naturally. It's all, as I'm sure you'll be able to hear, it's all just been a matter of us discovering kind of what's actually happening. But the interesting thing is that truth is truth. So it doesn't really matter if you haven't learned from the same people or if you haven't lived in the same environment or whatever it might be. The bottom line is we're recommending these things, not because we read it in some book, although we probably did, or not because we heard it from some expert, although we probably did. We're recommending it because we know it works. And don't agree with us. Don't disagree with us. Try it. Try it for yourself. Experience it. Live it. And then you'll agree too. Thank you so much, Neil. Neil again from minerallifeonline.com. You can find him there. Contact information as well if you'd like to speak with Neil. He's happy to help you if you know, if you need any of that extra support, because this is a man who's incredibly high integrity, who really cares, and who wants to see you feeling great about your life and having extraordinary levels of health and energy. So thank you so much, Neil, for being with us.
I really appreciate you having me on the show, and everything you just said is absolutely true. If anybody out there that is listening to this, drop us a line, contact us. I love to hear how people are progressing on the product, how things are happening, and how their lives are getting transformed. We love to hear that, and even more importantly, if it's not working for you, then I'd like to hear from you as well, because I'd like to fix it. I know that this stuff works. We know that this stuff works. We've been doing it a long time. We know from experience how things should be happening for you, and we can just fine-tune it. We can make it work for you. So give us a call, drop us a line, and feel free to do that at any time.
Thank you so much, Neil. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you very much.